As we continue the ascent, I want to introduce you to a friend of ours who will share what God has been teaching him in the valley. James Payne lives in Harlem, New York City, and is a project manager with Vineyard USA's Evangelism and Justice. He and his wife are the founders of a small business pursuing a redemptive entrepreneurship venture where they seek to curate spaces for new and young families and enable them to thrive in New York City.
The Lord's goodness and mercy endures forever. I've had to remind myself of this fact over the last 14 months. 14 months ago, I was laid off. Not only was I laid off, but my wife was 4 months pregnant with our second son. We had a first son that was only about to turn 2 years old. This was indeed my valley experience. You see, the thing about valley experiences is this, and they provide a unique vantage point where you otherwise would not be able to have perspective. You see, for me personally, this provided a vantage point where I was able to see myself, I was able to see God, and I was able to see others from a perspective that I had never had before. In the valley, I was in despair and disbelief. I was laid off from a job I had literally centered my entire educational career upon. Today, I am able to rest and abide in the fact and knowing my identity is not tethered in my ability to contribute, but it is in my ability to be loved by the one who first loved me. And I am led to believe it was this perspective that Joseph gained through his experience. The one who was deceived by his brother, whose father thought he was dead. He was sold as one that was enslaved. He was accused of a thing that he did not do. He was thrown in jail. And yet, through all of this, Joseph's perspective could be summed up in this statement from Genesis chapter 50, verse 5, when he said, "What you meant for evil against me, God meant it for good."
You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good.
In order to be successful in a long hike, preparation is key. Did you bring enough water? Are you wearing the correct shoes? Did you bring enough food that will keep you fueled and strong for all the work you are putting in? The hike up the South Rim is grueling. The sun is beating down upon you and getting more intense as the day goes on. There's very little access to shade. Every step is on an incline now, and it's going to be this way for miles. It's so important to continue to fuel your body correctly in order to take on this challenge. I can remember a moment about this point during our hike where I really started to struggle. Prior to this point, I had been so aware of continuing to eat and drink, but all of a sudden, I started to feel very weak. My body felt like it was starting to shut down. I had been drinking lots of water, but under the intense sun, I just hadn't felt much like eating for the past hour or so. And that lack of fuel, combined with how hard we were working, caught up to me real fast. I had to stop, sit down, and I remember eating an entire bag of beef jerky as fast as I possibly could. You've probably had that type of feeling before, where you just can't do anything until you get some food and refuel your body. Thankfully, after a short break, that beef jerky did the trick and I was back on my feet ready to attack the rest of the climb. I want to ask you a question today. What are you fueling yourself with? Before Jesus began his public ministry, he was led by the Spirit out into the wilderness where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. For those 40 days, Jesus fasted, and the Bible says that he became very hungry. So the devil tried to take advantage of the way he was feeling and tested Jesus by telling him to turn some stones into a loaf of bread to eat. Jesus refutes him by saying, "People do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Although Jesus was physically hungry, he had a strength that the devil knew nothing about. He was connected to his Father, and the Word of God would be his fuel. This powerful statement from Jesus came from the book of Deuteronomy when the Israelites, who were the people of God, found themselves wandering in their own wilderness for 40 years because they had disobeyed God on their way to the Promised Land. Deuteronomy 8, 2 and 3 says, "Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands. Yes, he humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Just as we desperately need the proper physical nutrition in order to live right and be healthy, we must depend on God and the spiritual nourishment that comes from his word. We must make time with God a priority in our lives. His word has the power to change us and to make us more like Jesus. In a world that is full of so many distractions and all kinds of things that pull for our attention, let's be people who seek to know God and find strength by trusting in his word.
A thousand times I've failed, so your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory goes beyond.
Today is a special day because along with James, we get to hear from an amazing man of God named Blake Bush. Blake has been pastoring in Northern Colorado for 32 years as a youth pastor, college pastor, senior pastor, and most recently as the founding director of One Hope, a ministry devoted to bringing unity to the body of Christ and increasing worship and prayer to extraordinary levels. The main expression of One Hope is the Colorado House of Prayer in Old Town Fort Collins, where church and ministries work together to spiritually transform Colorado through unified worship and prayer that blesses the Lord, revives the church, and helps advance gospel movement locally and globally.
Congratulations, you're almost all of the way to the end of this journey. You've gone from the trailhead down to the river and up to the outer rim. At least with the altar in the valley experience, but you might still be in the middle of your trial and maybe with no end in sight, but hopefully you are gaining strength for your journey. Life is challenging, but God is good. So as you approach the end of this altar in the valley experience, don't let this be the end of your journey. There are still great kingdom exploits that God has prepared for you to do. Jeremiah, one of the great prophets of the Old Testament, had his own valley experience and difficult journey. At one point, he was discouraged, but God spoke to him. And in chapter 12, in verse 5, Jeremiah was told, "Hey, if you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, how will you run with horses?" God was, in essence, saying that each leg of the journey is difficult, but prepare yourself for the next great race. I don't know about you, but I want to run with horses. I'm not even sure what that all means, but I get the impression that glorious things are in our future if we don't give up. By pressing on, we will experience things that we will talk about into eternity. The Apostle Paul puts it this way in Romans chapter 8, verse 18. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which will be revealed in us." Don't let your walk with Jesus stop because these daily devotions have ended. Don't let your worship go silent because you aren't given a worship song each day. Don't stop praying. Don't stop your song. Find your own scriptures for your personal situation and meditate on them. Make a playlist of your favorite worship and press into the presence of God. Get on your knees each day and commune with God for your own life and for those around you. You may not feel like continuing, but discipleship is daily. Press in daily, into the word, into worship, into prayer, into fasting, into community. He is working something glorious in you. Just like Jeremiah, don't let the foot race discourage you. Cooperate with him. Give him space in your day and in your heart to complete what he started. He'll guide you on the path he has for you for forgiveness, healing, greater intimacy. Continue the adventure with him, and it will be glorious. I've been a Christian for 5 decades, and it's been the greatest adventure of my life. God is always doing a new thing, and I am finding new races to run. And I've seen glorious things. I've seen healings that would amaze you. I've seen provision that could only be from God's hand. I've seen things happen that could only be from heaven itself. For example, he put a dream in my heart 14 years ago while I was praying for a house of prayer in Fort Collins. It was an old stone church in the middle of town. And now that dream is a reality. We are in that old stone church. Against all odds, and quite miraculously, that church has become the Colorado House of Prayer. Following Jesus has been a crazy, fun adventure. And I can't wait to see what happens next. So I'm not going to give up. I agree with Paul in Philippians 3 when he says, "Whatever former things were gained for me, as I thought they were then, these things, once regarded as advancements in merit, I have come to consider as loss, absolutely worthless, for the sake of Christ and the purpose which he has given me. But more than that, I count everything as loss compared to the priceless privilege and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord and of growing more deeply and thoroughly acquainted with him, a joy unequaled. For his sake, I have lost everything, and I consider it all garbage so that I may gain Christ and be found in him, believing and relying on Him, not having any righteousness of my own, derived from my obedience to the law and its rituals, but possessing that genuine righteousness which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. And this, so that I may know Him experientially, becoming more thoroughly acquainted with Him, understanding the remarkable wonders of His person more completely, and in that same way experience the power of His resurrection, which overflows and is active in believers, and that I may share the fellowship of His sufferings, being continually conformed inwardly into His likeness, even to His death, dying as He did, so that I am attained to the resurrection that will raise me from the dead. Huh. I just love the language of the Amplified Bible when it says, specifically, I have the priceless privilege and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord and growing more deeply and thoroughly acquainted with Him, a joy unequaled. A joy unequaled. That is really living. In 2013, Meredith Andrews came out with a song called Worth It All. I want to read a few of those lyrics. I let go of all I have, just to have all of you. No matter what the cost, I will follow you. Jesus, everything I've lost, I have found in you. And when I finally reach the end, I'll say, you're worth it all. When I'm there in your glorious presence, every knee is bowed before you. Hear the sound of heaven singing, you are worth it all. All the saints cry, holy, holy. Angels singing, worthy, worthy. Forever I will shout your praises, you are worth it all. He is worth it all. Our whole life laid down. Make a decision to give your all to know Him, and your life will be a great adventure, and you will run with horses.
'Cause Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. More than anything, more than anything. Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. More than anything. Nothing compares to you. How I love you. How I love you. Every part of me, God, I really love.
Anything more than